Oh, all right, you know what I'm really, really fucking tired of over the last several years is becoming invested in these television shows just for them to get canceled in like season fucking three. The Get Down, I think The Get Down didn't even make season two. The Get Down, The Society also didn't make a season two. Winning Time, no season two. And these are good shows. They're going viral, all the whole thing. And, it really shows the worth of how valuable it is to have an internet following. Because, no matter how viral you go, shit is still flopping and failing and people are losing money hand over fist. But I have a real problem with TV shows. So we'll get into it. Let's talk about feelings. TV movies. Let's do it. So here we go. This is why I am an avid movie watcher. Mainly because I cannot get into TV shows. Let's say, all right, we got a show coming out, and every show, every show, like every episode is a fucking hour now for whatever reason, right? And they have like, let's say 12 episodes. That's 12 hours of my time, right? We know about four of these episodes are gonna be fucking filler. So that's 4 hours of filler. That's 4 hours of nothing happening, right? And then because now it's no longer cable, is well, cable exists, don't get me wrong, cable exists still, but it's mainly streaming now. This is how most people watch television now, and that is a real statistic starting as of, I believe, last year. Streaming finally eclipsed, actually like eclipsed cable from a statistical standpoint. It wasn't by much. It was like less than 1%. But still, most people watch TV through streaming. Anyways, so now the streaming is the wave. There, the industry, the Hollywood is really having a hard time monetizing these programs because, it costs money. As most of you know, it costs a lot of money to produce an episode of anything. And they're selling their apps for $10, and they don't have enough subscribers, and they're not making the money back. You can look this up. The only two streaming apps that are actually profiting are Hulu and Netflix. Take me to the bank on that. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Call it out. But yeah, Hulu and Netflix, those are like the only two apps that are actually making money. But that is the reason your favorite shows are constantly being canceled. Because they're not profiting, and it costs a lot of money to make these shows. So this is why I watch movies way more. I'm way more down to watch a movie. I don't care if it's 3 hours. I'm down to watch a movie because I'd rather watch a two, a 1.5, 2, 3 hour movie even. And even if it sucks, all right, I lost 2 hours of my time. If this television program sucks, I just smoked 12 hours of my time, 14 hours of my time, 20 hours of my time, depending on how many episodes it is. And I'm tired of things getting canceled. I hate when you love a show and it gets fucking canceled. I can't stand it. I'd rather just not watch it at all. I'm at the point now where like I don't even entertain television unless they're already in like season four. Like I can't do it because you never know. And don't get me wrong, I have like my fair share of television shows. I love the Power series. It's the original Power, and then it's like I believe three or four spinoffs of that. I'll watch all of those. But that's a show that has stood the test of time. The original Power series had 6 seasons. The one of the Power spinoffs got is in its fourth season and the last season, unfortunately. The other one's got 2 or 3 seasons, so it stands well. So I'm not afraid to watch it. Snowfall, 6 seasons. I was really into that. What's that other? Handmaid's Tale. Really into that. Can't wait for that to come back. I believe the next season will be like 6 or 7. And then this is another thing, right? You watch these shows, and especially now in this modern era of television, and the first season or the second season is so good. And they kind of, so to speak, they kind of blow their load early and they run out of ideas. And then you have to sit through a horrible season. BMF, I'm talking to you. First season, phenomenal. Season two, very strange. Season three is just like, man, we ran out of ideas, which is very fucking weird because BMF really, that's like a real thing that happened. And not only did it happen, the dudes who they made the show about are still alive. So they. There is no reason for this show to be as bad as it is, anyways. Oh, goddamn. Okay, anyways. And then they bring the shows back like Dexter, which I kind of want to do a separate episode on Dexter and kind of rank every season, but that really pissed me off. Because Dexter, they did 8 seasons, and it was a great 8 years, and I loved it. And then they decided to bring Dexter back a decade later, and they just ruined it for me. We'll talk about that on another episode, though. I don't even want to get into that. We'll wait. Yeah, so they get canceled. A couple of seasons are horrible, and they run out of ideas, but you already invested in the character, so you're kind of suffering, and you know what the show can be, so you keep watching, because maybe, just maybe it'll pick up. Me, I don't have the patience for that. I know a big show that people are really into is Shameless, right? Now, I watched Shameless from the beginning when it was actually on the air. It seemed like Shameless, the fan base for Shameless grew when it hit Netflix. I stopped watching Shameless around like season like 6 or 7. It just got bad. If it gets bad, I'm out. I don't have time for it. I can't sit there and just watch bad television. Only for so long, though. So, like, that's another show I stopped watching. And some of these shows are really good, but I'm paranoid that they're going to get canceled. And I'll, like, watch it a season or two and then stop watching because I'll notice, like, oh, shit, all right, it's been a year. No new season yet. Talk to me. Talk to me, The Bear. Where are you? Now The Bear got a new season. Now I feel comfortable to continue watching that. I'm pretty behind on that. But, oh, God, movies. Movies are fantastic. It's much easier for me to tolerate a bad movie. Again, because of the duration. And I get more of a kick out of bad movies. Like, at least, like, a bad movie is, like, it's funny bad. You know what I mean? Unless you really care about it. Like, a couple of those Star Wars movies really pissed me off. Like, they were that bad. Or, like, one of those Halloween movies, like the last one, Halloween Ends, I believe the name was. Some of it is good, some of it is bad, and I'm a theater guy. I like going out. I like actually going to the movies. I know a lot of people don't do that anymore. Keep the theaters alive. Go to the movies. It's a great date. Go with your kids. Go alone. Who cares? Go to the movies. Get the experience. Go outside. Enjoy the theater AC. Enjoy the overpriced popcorn and stale fucking milk duds. It's a great time. And I like seeing movies on time. Like, if I really fuck with something, I'll go see it. Like, every, like, Scream, I'm there. The premiere. Bad Boys, like, the new one that just came out recently, I'm there. The premiere. Like, certain shit, you just get up for. It makes you get up. Like, Clerks 3. It was, like, 3 people in the theater when I went to go see Clerks 3. A couple years ago, but still, it's just certain things you get up for and you go to and you go support because you want to see things continue, and you kind of can't do that with television. Like, you with movies, you kind of invest your real time. You got to get off your ass, go to a theater, and pay to go see this movie. Whereas television, yeah, I mean, you definitely invest a whole lot too much time, if anything, because you're in your house and you're watching a show, but you can't really support it because you can't actually put your dollar in. You pay your subscription, you pay your $10, $15, $20, however much things cost now a month, and that's kind of it. And it's no way to fight for whatever you like to continue to be produced, because they have no idea, clearly, they have no idea how to properly monetize streaming, even though streaming has been around forever now. So I guess that's kind of the point of this rant for me, is I want to like TV so bad. I want to be a part of these moments so bad. Just like kind of like with the anime thing that I did on TikTok a while back. Go watch that. Where it's like, yeah, I want to be a part of this, but I just can't. I don't have time. I don't have the energy. And I am going to be pissed if I like something and it gets canceled after a couple seasons. Is that it? You know what? Yeah. I'm about 10 minutes in. That was quick. All right, let's talk about feelings. Comment, DM me if you feel away, retweet, Instagram, all the buttons, hit every button. Give me 5 stars to have you do things on this. And follow me on all the social medias at The Big Mirror. All right, go watch a movie, go to a theater, go do something. Goodbye.
my smiling.